While the Secretary of Gunnigal for dictating no spill for non Dahlia Zone, dated with 1/16/1948, date of procedure June 20, 2024, physician and Secretary of Gunnigal to do. Referring physician is Dr. Ravindra Tak. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroenteroscopy with cold biopsies. Colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, comma, history of gastric polyps, comma, history of H. pylori, comma, nausea. Description of procedure and performance of obtained period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reactions, loss of possibility, assuming a lesion such as malignancy, oral experience of patient. Patient is brought to an anesthesia placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care while they're in the video. Gastric scope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflexes obtained at the cardiac resection within the stomach before withdrawal scope. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position and digital rectal exam is performed while the residual ambisodial colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of a appendix, orifice, ileocecal valve, complements of Folds beard. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, sonic flexure, descending colon, second colon, rectum, or reflexes obtained at the rectum period, Boston bowel prep scores greater than 7, comma 2-3-2, comma good prep, the patient side of procedure well, any complications, findings, at upper endoscopy, there was a frayed polyp noted in the posterior oropharynx, next line, proximal metastasis appeared on rectal, next line, the Z-line was regular 36 centimeters from the black, next line, there was evidence of a 2-3 centimeter sliding handle hernia, next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy, comma biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and through that H. pylori, next line, there was no evidence of any gastric polyps. Next line, there was mild duodenal bulbar erythema. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of histology. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. The ampulla appeared normal. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep scores greater than 7, comma 2-3-2, comma good prep. Next line, there was an approximately 7 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive appendiceal orifice sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two descending colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Another was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two sigmoid colon diminutive sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was left-sided diverticulosis colon. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion and non-bleeding at small. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommended referral to ENT for evaluation of posterior or pharyngeal abnormalities / polyp. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy. recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH, as well as patient's health status and further discussion with PCP and GI team. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.